Hey, what's up, folks? Lockdown Longhorn Rod Babers here. I'm joined by the coach. Welcome to another edition of Football Theory. You know him as a high school football coach at Rotan, at Brownwood, Capel, at Burnett, Belton, also Abilene Christian, because he coached there, also played at Abilene Christian there as well, was on the staff at the University of Texas for multiple stints, but also now joins us here on Texas Football. And if you want to find out what he's doing these days, boom, check it out. ShipleyRanches.com, baby. That's where you find it. Coach Bob Shipley, what's going on, Coach? How you doing?
Hey, so I got some good news on those caps.
I hope I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. You can buy the caps. Jordan and his wife, Sunny, have a they got a website where they're selling stuff. They got a little They got a little place outside of Burnett called Airy Mount that they're redoing. They got a trailer, a vending trailer where they sell. Have you ever had Delights ice cream in Austin?
No. Sounds
unbelievable.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. it's south off of.
I'm south. So give me that.
I have to give you that address. I can't remember the name.
No, I'm a Google. I got that.
Does William Cannon run into 35 yeah. South? It may be close.
I live by William Cannon. I can walk to William Cannon, Coach.
Okay, so it's the letter D, apostrophe L-I-T-E-S.
Okay, I'm on it.
All right. It's all natural, very low fat, low sugar. I mean, and it's some of the best soft serve. And they got all kinds of toppings and flavors and stuff like that. Well, anyway.
Nice.
They're buddies with Jordan and Sonny because they used to frequent it quite often. And so anyway, they got a trailer with Delights ice cream and coffee. They do espresso stuff out of this.
Yeah.
And so they're going to have Shipley Ranch's office. It's going to be at the Airy Mount just on the east side of Burnett. And anyway, they make caps and they sell all kinds of stuff. And so I'm going to send this to you, but it's the website is, it's their kids. All right. Suede, which is spelled S-W-A-Y-D-E.
All right.
Suede and Shield, S-H-I-E-L-D.
All right.
C-O, cup for company. So it's Suede and Shield, co.com.
All right. Okay.
And you can buy the Shipley Ranches caps there and other stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Get off of my back. I got a place to go now.
Hey, that's legit. SuedeandShieldCo.com. I like it, Coach.
If I can't get a cap, I can go order one too.
Hey, that's good. Hey, Coach, I'm glad you did that. Now you're like, people, it's not bothering you. Like, hey, man, SuedeandShieldCo.com. Go.
That's
go
it.
Google that. You ain't got to worry about me no more. That's good. Right. I'm glad y'all got that taken care of, Coach.
I will
say the same thing when people ask me about it now.
Well, and Jordan said, you know, we just bought them. So, you know, when we're showing a ranch to somebody, we can give them a cap. We had no idea the response was going to be so big. Everybody wanted, they care about a ranch. They just want that cool cap. And he said it just caught them so really off guard. So they've had to make some concessions for that.
Love it. I love that y'all underestimated the power of the Shipley brand, baby.
No, it's the power of a cool cap. That's what it is.
Hey, both. What makes it cool, I will say this. It is a well-made cap. I will admit that. Like, it actually, my wife said that. My wife was like, that is a nice hat. It's a nice, well-made hat. I'll give you that.
Yeah, they're Richardson caps.
Yeah. No, they're comfortable. Like, I love wearing them. They're really, trust me, I'm a fan, and I will vouch for them. And I like that you got now an official spot for the people. There you go. Thank you for that, Coach. We appreciate that. All right. Let's get to the topic at hand here today. First of all, before we get started, we'll thank our fantastic sponsor. And we want to thank Laura Baker. She does a great job. We appreciate her sponsoring Football Theory. She has from the very beginning. And we're very, very grateful. Football Theory brought to you by accomplished Austin Realtor Laura Baker and the Andy Allen team at Keller Williams Realty. They can handle all of your real estate needs in the Austin area. Laura is not only a diehard Longhorn fan, but a longtime Austin real estate expert. So please give her a shout today, 512-784-0505. That's 512-784-0505. We brought this up last week, Coach, and it was just, I think we were referencing something else and ended up talking about that 6-0 line package. And I said, man, we should do a little football theory on that and talk about it. And I remember one of the questions that we pondered, I guess, while we discussed it, was whether Paul Christ, the special assistant, or he was in the special assistant role for Texas, whether he was still there on the 40 acres. And there was confirmation from a report today that he's no longer a part of the staff. And it's not a huge deal, but I'll tell you why it's related to the topic we're going to talk about today, which is the 6-0-line package. Because Sark first broke out that package in 2022. And I think, if I'm just doing football theory here, I think I know where Sark got the idea for it. And I also think I know why he brought in Paul Christ. Okay, so in the 6-0-line package has probably been in the it was in the NFL from around, I don't know, 2009, 2008, 2009, somewhere around there. But in around 2018, because I remember tracking it, the Seattle Seahawks actually started, they were one of the most effective teams using the 6-0-line package. Obviously, Pete Carroll being one of the mentors of Sark. Sark was also in the NFL at this time, by the way. He was with the Falcons at this time. So I'm sure he was paying attention to his old mentor and what they were doing. It was one of the big stories in the NFL that the Seattle Seahawks went from bottom 10 rushing in the NFL in 2017 to becoming one of the better rushing teams in the NFL and averaging, I think it was like 5.2 yards per rush with that 6-0-line package on the field. I remember it becoming a big topic of conversation. So it's possible that Sark got inspiration from the 6-0-line package from Pete Carroll, and it's from his time in the NFL. And then fast forward to 2022, he uses it before the Alabama game. And I remember when he was asked about it, Coach, he tried to play a little sly. They were like, Sark, you used Andre Kerrick out there as a sixth offensive lineman. What's up with that? And he's like, we just had some tight end depth. It's in case of tight end depth concerns. I was like, depth concerns? You got Helm, you got JT Sanders, you got plenty of depth at tight end. I was like, Coach, he's playing court. That ain't for no depth concerns. And he broke it out versus Alabama. He broke it out versus Alabama. I think they were troubleshooting it, and I don't think he wanted teams preparing for it specifically for that big game. And he used it a lot in that Alabama game, and it was pretty effective. And he's been using it ever since. And what makes it interesting, the Paul Christ thing, the connection is, and you let me know if I'm way off here, but Paul Christ, in his time at Wisconsin, he was a big fan of using extra offensive linemen at Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I remember in 2019, they beat Michigan, I think it was 35-14, he debuted what they call the hippo package. They had 8 offensive linemen out there, and they used him as an H-back, tight end, sometimes put him in the backfield. They had what they call the barge package, where they would use 7 offensive linemen. In 2021, right before he was fired in 2022, the last 2 games of the season, they used the 6-0-line package more than they used in any game of the season in the last 2 games of 2021 versus Nebraska and versus Minnesota. He ends up being fired in 2022. But is it possible, and I think it is, that Sark wanted to add a little extra mojo, add some new concepts with that 6-0-line package? By the way, they called it Big 11, Big 12. And that was one of the purposes of bringing in Paul Christ, to help him with some of the concepts possibly by using that 6-0-line package, not just in short yardage, you know, not just situationally, but maybe using it as a change of pace and a complementary personnel group.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think Christ was known for that when he was up north, and you know, he was fairly successful with it. You know, hippo. Now that's a package I could get behind right there. I think even this big old slow fullback could get behind those guys and make a couple of yards. We called it the hippo package. The defense called it the hippo package, and I was in because they go, "Hey, who's that hippo back there in that back? Hippo the ball."
That's a scary sight, Coach. Trust me, as a DB, I want no part of that. I'm like, man, I hope they're not coming this way.
but I do think that even though Paul is not on staff anymore, mission accomplished. Sark got what he wanted out of it, what he needed out of it. Not that Paul maybe gave him every little bitty nuance. I mean, there's some things you just don't tell every little detail, you know, sometimes, because you never know when you're going to have to be coaching against that guy.
That's true.
But I think the baseline, the foundation of the package is in. And I think Sark has proven, as Paul proved in other stops he's been at, that it is an effective package and one that's a nice throw, because it's just like we were talking about, you know, running a crazy formation or running a crazy play or something. You may, I've done that before. I put in a crazy package and I got one play on it, one play. But the defensive coordinator has got to look at, oh, crap, what else can he do out of this, you know? And so they got to look at the whole thing. And I'm sure, I don't know if Saban did that last year. I mean, I'm sure he did, but it probably raised his eyebrows when he saw that package before the game, going, is this something we got to get ready for? And so now you're taking time away from them. They have to take time away on working to stop your bread and butter.
Yep.
To look at all the what if packages they could and schemes they could possibly see out of that package. So very well played. Not only is it something to give the defense, make the defense have to work on it, but it's a very, in my opinion, in the right situation in the game, it's a very, very vital package that can be a difference in a ball game.
Yeah, and now Malik Ogbo is the extra offensive lineman. And like I said, they call it the Big 11, Big 12. I got there's actually a coaching clinic video where Kyle Flood says that basically they like the package so much that they like to play it like 35% of the time. And that's how much they like. Now, he's an offensive line coach. He wants to play it more. But I'll tell you what it did, Coach, which was interesting. Because the yards per rush out of it are pretty much from 2022 to 2023. That was a negligible difference. I mean, you're talking about 5.1 to about 4.9 yards. But what was interesting, the difference in how they utilized it in 2022 and 2023, it was the threat of bully ball. The threat of a punishing running game with an extra offensive lineman out there. Think about it, Texas got the biggest offensive line in the conference. Hey, when you put an extra offensive lineman out there, I mean, you talk the threat, and they use it on, and they do it on early downs too, Coach. All right, so think about it on first downs. You're already as a defense, you're already kind of in a mode to stop the run. Those are your rundowns and your standard downs. And then they come out with a sixth offensive lineman, Big 11 or Big 12, and instantly defensive coordinator, everybody's thinking run. And they did run it more, a lot more in 2022. And like I said, didn't have much success and didn't have much success in 23 when they ran either, but they ran it less in 2023. The play action pass rates out of it were, they were really high. I mean, we're talking about the upwards of 60, damn near 70% out of that package in 2022, heavy play action pass rates. The play action pass rate actually drops in 2023. And when it actually drops to below the play action pass average for Sark, because Sark's about a 50%, between 50 and 55% play action guy, it drops below that. And what I've seen, Coach, is that Sark, he increased the amount of straight dropbacks out of the 6-0 line package. The straight dropbacks actually were abnormally high, if you will, if you want to compare that to the rest of the personnel groupings with Quinn Ewers in there, whoever the quarterback was. So I think he was using it to insulate pass protection so that they could have more vertical routes downfield, because the yards per attempt increased by – your yards per attempt in every pass attempt out of the 6-0 line package, you increased by 4 yards out of your 6-0 line package from 2022 to 2023, because they were taking more vertical shots downfield, Coach, because they had that extra insulation of pass protection with the extra offensive lineman. So what he did was he didn't really, because, you know, usually Quinn Ewers, all of his numbers drop, efficiency and effectiveness drop when he's using none. Deception tactics like play action pass or RPOs or the screens, which is essentially 70% of Sark's passing game. So what Sark did was he said, you know what? I'll make it easier on him. I'll give him more time. I may take another receiver out of the play, but I'll give him more time. And with Sark's creativity and innovation, Quinn's ability to make any throw on the football field, extra time for X-Man and A.D. Mitchell, We can still win with being disadvantaged with the numbers in the passing game as long as we get that extra time with the offensive lineman. And that's what they did last year, and it worked. It worked. So it didn't really help the running game, but it did. It really did wonders for the vertical passing game out of that 6-0 line package.
Yeah, I think as a DB, I'd like to know your opinion on this, but I think I know what it is. In my opinion, the toughest route concept to cover as a DB is a double move.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're going to break. So what does the 6-line package give you? It gives you more time. Why do you need more time? Because it's a double move. You got to make them think you're running the post before you break the flag. You got to make them think you're running the flag till you break it on the post inside. Mm-hmm. It allows you more time, or the stutter and go on the outside, you know, or maybe the out and up, or however you want to put it. But I love the 6 and 7 man line protection or max protection, whether it's tight ends, offensive line, whatever it is, to give that quarterback time for that slow developing play to develop. But once again, it's another example of deception.
Mm-hmm.
Deception. Yep. Double move is a deceptive route.
You're right about that, Coach. And yeah, Nick, the explosive play rate also increased. So they were getting more chunk yardage plays out of the 6-0 line pack. So and I was at, maybe Paul Chris has something to do with that. Maybe he didn't. I think he maybe had a little bit, because I think he helped expand the ideology, if you will, the philosophy that Sark has as it relates to the 6-0 line package. And I think maybe they came to the conclusion that, you know, maybe in the run game, it's hard to surprise a team in the run game when you're coming with 6-0 line package, because they'll probably counter that by coming with 40 personnel or with run defenders. They'll put their best run defenders on the field expecting the run. But what you can do is present power personnel packages like a 6-0 line package and then pivot to play action pass principles, put all those run defenders in a passing situation. And not only that, Coach, like you said, now they got to defend the pass and defend routes for longer than usual, longer than the 2.5 seconds. Now you're talking about 3, going in closer to 4 seconds. You're having to defend some of the fastest receivers in college football. That can be tough. That can be a Herculean task and almost a fool's errand. So I think that's what they did. It was not necessarily the run game. You would think, oh man, they got to pound teams, play bully ball with the 6-0 line package. Maybe they will this year. And I doubt it, actually, because you're going to the SEC. The truth was, it was a decoy, Coach. It was, you know what I mean? They pulled the okie doke on them. It was the rope. It was a rope-a-dope. They put them 6-0 lining out there, and they're like, actually, no, we're going down. We're going vertical.
Yeah. Well, I love it when you got the ball on your hash, the hash closest to your sideline, and you got 20 offensive players all around the play caller. And then you let them blow the whistle, get the ball in play, and you all sprint up and get up to the line of scrimmage, you know, all gas. And then what do you do if you look up and there's 6 offensive linemen out there or 7? It's a lot different when it's second, third down and you trot another big old guy, trot a little guy off and put a big guy out there. Well, yeah, they have time to adjust to that. They'll stop, let them bring in whoever they want to sub defensively. But when it's a first play of a series, I'm assuming they still will do that. Well, they will still set the ball in play. They may not do that anymore. They used to set the ball in play when everything was ready, and if you're on the sidelines and hadn't broke the huddle yet with the coach, that's your fault. Clock's running.
Yeah.
But you can use that to your advantage by putting 6-7 offensive linemen out there. Now they don't have the personnel out there either to stop the run, if you're going to cram it down the throat however they want to match up with extra offensive linemen.
I think that's the next step, Coach, as we get to the end of this thing. I think with Quinn being a third-year starter, now you're having comfort in the system, in that offense, with that personnel grouping, veterans on the offensive line as well. And now you have the headset communication. Now, remember, Sark can talk to Quinn on the field. It almost should be a situation where you have option plays, where you got, you know, like you said, Coach, if they want to keep their sub packages out there, you want to keep your 5 DBs out there versus our 6 offensive linemen. If you want to do that versus, all right, you know what? Let's run, guys. We got to play. We got to play. Let's go. We got what we want. But if you want to match us and go 40 personnel, put your best run defenders out there. Go with just 4 DBs. All right, you know what? That's fine too. Let's use that offensive, the extra offensive lineman to pass protect, and let's take these DBs downtown with some vertical shots. And I think Quinn is mature enough now where you can give him those options. And based on the film study, based on the preparation and the game plan, and based on Sark being able to communicate with him, you should be able play to play with that personnel grouping to put teams in a position to pick their poison. Hey, whatever you want, we can move the ball on you whichever way you choose. If you want to take away the run, okay, we can throw it downtown, vertical shots. If you want to take away the vertical shots and take away the passing game, all right, with extra mass, another 300-plus pounds on our offensive line, we're just going to run it right down your throat and play bully ball. That's what I want to see. That's the next step. All right, let's thank our fantastic sponsor, Laura Baker, before we get out of here. Football Theory brought to you by accomplished Austin realtor Laura Baker. Laura and the Andy Allen team at Keller Williams can handle all of your real estate needs in the Austin area. Laura is not only a diehard Longhorn fan, but a longtime Austin real estate expert. So please give her a shout today. 512-784-0505. That's 512-784-0505. Thank you very much to Laura Baker. And thank you, Coach. We appreciate you as always. I leave here a wiser football theorist after each week. So we appreciate you. All right,
folks. And the ability to buy more caps.
Hey, make sure you go suedeandshieldco.com. Suedeandshieldco.com. You get one of these, baby. ShipleyRanches.com. All right, Coach. Thanks for the time, as always. Thank you to Matthew behind the scenes. He's always looking it up. And thank you guys out there for listening to the show and for watching the show. Until next time, for Coach and for myself, for the On Texas Football family, hook 'em.